how do you like that white chocolate? According to units sold, America apparently loves it. White soul man Justin Timberlake sold approximately 1 million copies of his new album, The 2020 Experience, in its first week, his highest first-week gains to date. Timberlake's totals are outpacing his black contemporaries. Why is the question? There's little difference in delivery between his black peers. Is there a visual preference for whiteness? At least one scholar thinks there is. Imani Perry has a point in regards to how racialized standards of beauty harmonizes with the undeniable appreciation for black artists' sonic gifts. She claims Justin Timberlake is adored because of his talent and because of our internalized notions of beauty. I bought the Timberlake album, and I consider it a good piece of work. You can hear Michael Jackson all over it. Sad but true, MJ wanted to look like Justin when all other artists want to sound like him. But there is a fear of a white takeover of soul. However, the popularity of ratchet artists illuminates another wrinkle to the argument. Anthony Nathan describes ratchet music as a subgenre of rap that is raunchy by nature and obnoxious by choice. Trinidad James, of All Gold Everything fame, is a foil for Justin's suit and tie. Trinidad James has no interest in authentically representing beauty. You have to see it to believe it. But I believe ratchet artists are rewarded financially, emotionally, socially, and politically to be ugly. And our negative conceptions of stereotypes support buffoonish imagery projected by many black artists. Ratchet may be new, but the phenomenon isn't. I still cringe whenever I hear the Biggie line, "Heartthrob never, black and ugly as ever." This line has been unpacked like an overnight bag, but it provides an important lens into the American psyche. Biggie's velvet voice gave him every right to snatch beauty from the likes of Timberlake, Elvis, and Brad Pitt. However, the notorious one gave the people what they appreciated. Without question, white and black artists swapped styles and forms. As a result, black and white artists share a peculiar bond. For male artists, sexism permeates through their work. The Other White Guys video exemplifies the point. Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines video, featuring T.I. and Pharrell, displays women dancing topless in bikini bottoms while the men, fully clothed, admire their musical harem. Hip-hop has played the pimp for music since hair bands met shears. However, Blurred Lines does what hip-hop has been itching to do for years, normalizing sexism. Is Thicke, T.I. and Pharrell's presence in a raunchy chauvinistic video a sign of a post-ratchet America? Nevertheless, Robin Thicke will legitimate it as art, hipsterism, and sexy. Still, white R&B and hip-hop performers will always trend high. But the star of Adele and Justin doesn't mean whites have captured soul music. The origins of soul music can't be stolen. So let's not get carried away with notions of a white takeover of R&B. I worry more when artists peddle stereotypes. Our communities need artists to uplift a different standard of beauty, particularly of black folk. We need a higher standard. We need standards, period.